Oh, that sounds good, Gary. That's some good smiling, toe-tapping, finger-picking. That's awesome. That sounds wonderful. We're here at Rosie on the House talking about independent living with Donna Taylor, Chief Operating Officer of LifeStream, Complete Senior Living Services and Facilities. And we're kind of barging in on an interview we had earlier this week with two of Jennifer and I's closest friends, John and Meg Smeck. Let's go back to that interview section. We'll come back with Donna's comments.
I think that's really the forward-thinking part, is thinking about their kids.
It's something to think about for sure. I have been busy thinking about how we were going to stay in our house. You know, just as far as cleaning things out, going down to bare bones, making sure things work, making sure that it's safe. When you look at a house in that perspective, you're thinking, you know, no matter what the issues are with anyone aging, the biggest thing you want to do is keep them from falling, because falling is just not a good thing, and often does not end well. So you want to make the house safe for not falling. So that was kind of as far as I had gotten, just thinking, you know, let's just make sure we don't leave a bunch of stuff for our kids to have to sort through that we think is special, but they don't care about.
And this is a part of us getting to a point where we sold our home several years ago in an effort to begin this downsizing process.
Prior to selling the house, Meg, y'all had been in the home how long?
Well, it was our growing up home for our kids. And
20 years.
Yeah. 20 years.
And when our last one went to college, even actually before he was in college, we started saying, well, we've had the blessing of this house for the growing up time of our kids, but we sure don't need this many bedrooms, this much upkeep, this big of a yard. Let's downsize. So that process is kind of the front end of where we ultimately view will be when we're probably, what, John, in our early to mid-70s?
Mid-70s, probably,
yeah. Based on health and other factors.
I think most people would agree that in terms of affordability, staying in your own home is the best option in terms of affordability. So making the changes that you need to make to stay in your home is clearly, I think most would agree, the best economics. But as an aging person's needs increase, you know, the agony for my two sisters and me and our spouses was, the dilemma really was, do we honor our parents' wishes or do we do what's best for them?
Oh boy, that was a tough one, huh?
Yeah.
But one of the three of you were virtually on the road constantly going to or from Houston at one time.
We tried to rotate in every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to help make those decisions about living in place, first of all, and then, you know, looking after them after they moved into a community that better served the needs that they have as they increased.
Well, and I think that you're hitting on another basic new whole entire industry that Jennifer has stumbled on. Who is this individual that charges a flat fee for life to do everything for you in your house, except what does he not
do? It's a secondary insurance. I don't know enough about it to speak about it.
Okay.
But I think for what John's talking about, it's just kind of a delicate balance. You want to be home as long as you can, but how do you pull the trigger before it's too late for you to know that you need to pull the trigger?
Right? And we're not sure.
To keep your kids from having to do that for you.
Exactly. I mean, Meg and I have made this decision so that we can remove our children from having to make a decision. It was tough on my sisters and me and our spouses, and so we're just trying to take that decision away from them. And I'll tell you the key, if you could assess it yourself, the trigger point is really when people become less mobile.
And boy, that's a big trigger. Ms. Donna Taylor, Chief Operating Officer of LifeStream Complete Senior Living, give us your comments on this interview from John and Meg. I think them taking the decision out of their kids' hands is that I would have never even thought to do that.
It's pretty gracious.
We would love to have lots of John and Megs come to our door. And what I would say is that they are probably in the minority of people who are driving that bus. But Meg said, we wanted to be in the driver's seat. And don't they have an amazing perspective of having just gone through that with their parents? A couple of things that come to mind, they were talking about creating a safe place for our parents. And I think for all of us, if with aging parents, that's what we would say is we'd like to bubble wrap our parents and make sure that they're safe. But there's dignity in risk and there's dignity in choice. And as adult children, the obligation to respect what our parents are asking us to do. Now, certainly a caveat is if there's a neglect or an abuse situation happening, obviously we would need to step in at that point. But all of us want to have choice. And I think it's critical to make sure that we have offered our parents that same level of dignity that they can choose the risk.
Awesome. A whole new level of professionalism in the industry with Donna Taylor, Chief Operating Officer of Lifestream Complete Senior Living. We'll be coming back with a whole lot more. Don't y'all go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss what we're coming back with.